what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk high school golf on the Coach's Corner today here on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. Last week, the Carbon High School golf team suffered their first Region 12 setback in quite some time. It's been 3 or 4 years since the last time Carbon has not won a region meet. The good news is, still well in control in the Region 12 standings. And joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about that, we have head coach Brett Johnson. And coach, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan, for having me.
Absolutely, Coach. I talked about the setback this past week. Nonetheless, it's a difficult course. You guys traveled to Millsite, the home course of the Emory Spartans, and I had texted you, Coach, midway through the day, and you said it was really beating up on everyone. I mean, you take a look at some of the scores. Everybody kind of took a step back, it seems like, last week at Millsite.
Yeah, definitely. It's a tough track. I mean, you can hit a really good shot and suffer because getting a bad bounce here and there, or, you know, end up in a hazard. But for the most part, the golf course was in pretty decent shape. The best it's been in for the last couple of years. I've played it a couple times, and, you know, it's getting a lot better.
Let's talk about some of the individual performances, Coach, some of the kids that really put together solid meets. We can start by Bodie Salas, and I know it's really no surprise because Bodie seems to be getting better and better each week. Once again, he led the way for the golf squad. Bodie finishes with a 75. That put him in a second-place tie overall for the entire meet. Kind of assess the way Bodie performed at Millsite.
Yeah, he's never played there before, which really impresses me. Just because there's a lot of shots that you don't know where to hit them, kind of blind shots. But for the most part, I mean, he was 5 over after 9 holes and then shot even par after that. So I was really pleased with the way he played.
Outside of that, a solid performance from Nick Olson as well. He was 2nd on the team. He shot a 78. Nick is familiar with this course, right?
Yes, Nick's played it a couple times now, I believe. So, and Nick, he keeps the ball in play and finds ways to make pars and, you know, a birdie here and there, or, you know, doesn't really take too many high numbers. So I was happy with the way Nick played.
We have Brady Gagan. He shoots an 84. I know that's a little bit over what we would expect from Brady. A couple of weeks ago, Coach, every kid on this team shot less than an 80. Where did Brady struggle at Millsite?
Just like everybody. Hitting balls and hazards. And the greens are definitely a lot different just because they're a little bit, they're a lot slower than normal greens. And so just adjusting to that is really difficult. And then it puts you in a position, especially if you hit it in the hazard, to try and get up and down. And then when you start trying a little extra harder, then, you know, relying on what you know can create some troubles for you. Also can create some high numbers. And I think pretty much almost everybody on the golf team and everybody else's team saw a few high numbers on their scorecard.
Yeah, we did see a couple of high ones from Caden Slavinsky as well. It's been very good for you guys throughout the year, and he comes in with a 90. And really, Coach, you probably live with Brady shooting at 84, but you compound that with Caden shooting a 90, and that's where you kind of drop in the standings as far as the team leaderboard goes.
Yeah, for sure. And I know Caden. He just got a little frustrated. I lost a few balls, and you know, I've played Millsite plenty of times. I've really got frustrated over there because, you know, you can hit a really good shot and then all of a sudden your ball goes into the hazard and you're like, what the heck? I just hit a great shot. And I didn't really deserve that to happen to me, but hey, it's golf. We learn from it. And I think it's going to help us later on in this run for state. I think being able to learn from our mistakes and realize, hey, you know, maybe everybody else is out here struggling. I'm going to grind a little bit harder and, you know, maybe push out a 85 or a low 80 to help out the team.
You and I had a conversation off the air, Coach, and you had mentioned that maybe it's not a bad thing for this team to actually suffer a loss. Again, you guys are still 38 strokes up on Grand as we head into to this week's meet. So in the same token, I mean, for this team to experience a little bit of adversity, it's not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
Definitely not, because, I mean, the last couple of years we placed top five in state, and the only time we've actually lost a tournament was in state. And so that's where the pressure really builds. And so I think losing a match is going to put maybe a little bit more pressure on them and make them think, well, maybe we should try a little bit harder at every single meet. Kind of brings you back into the state tournament kind of mindset every week.
Yeah, there's no doubt that this region is better, Coach, than what we've seen over the last few years. I mean, Grand and Richfield are both very capable, and Richfield shoots 323, and Grand goes with a 317 last week. I'm a firm believer that great competition makes you better, and there's no doubt that this is the toughest region or a tougher region than what Carbon has seen over the last 4 years.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the first couple region matches, we kind of really came out of the shoot, you know, just playing really good golf. And so I think we kind of just assumed that we're a lot better than the other teams. But now since we've gotten a couple matches in, you know, we've struggled a little bit here and there. And those other teams are right there with us. I mean, there's only 39 shot lead. That's not too far to fetch for the other teams. So we need to buckle down this next week in Richfield and take control of the region again.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Brett Johnson of the Carbon Dino Golf Squad. Coach, let's talk about the meet this week in Richfield. It'll be on Wednesday at Coveview, home site of the South Sevier Rams, but this is a very familiar course, right, for a lot of players on this team. They played it multiple times.
Yes, definitely. The nice thing about this golf course is everything's pretty much out in front of you. It's a fairly flat golf course. There's nothing really to be worried about. I mean, there's a few little water hazards here and there, but for the most part, it's pretty straightforward. And I expect us to shoot a really good team score this week.
I know that it was kind of a late meet last week. The schedule has been a little bit different. You guys played a Tuesday meet the week before and then a Thursday meet this last week. What's it been like since, Coach? What did you guys do on Friday? Did you guys have anything in the works?
We actually took the day off on Friday just because it was the last weekend before school started. I wanted them to kind of relax and kind of get their mindsets off of it. And I think it's going to pay off because I know a lot of them were playing a lot of golf coming up during the summertime. And, you know, sometimes it's good to just not play golf for a little bit. I'm a firm believer in that. But there is times where you need to buckle down and work on your game hard. And, you know, we're starting that today and also tomorrow before.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned the first weekend of school, and golf is so unique in the sense you guys started playing July 31st was the first meet. How much different does it become for you as a coach now that the kids have to go to school all day? I mean, that's a dynamic change, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, instead of coming out on the golf course and playing a lot of golf during the day, I only get them from 3:40 till 5:40 in a day. And then by then it's getting dark, so there's not a whole lot extra time that I get with them now that school started. But for the most part, we all know what we expect from every single individual on our team. So
we can end with this, Coach. There's about a good month left in the season, and that is it before we move into the state championship meet as we approach the end of August. Are you happy with where the boys are at right now, where the team is sitting?
I am. Yes, I think these last three matches that we have us set up perfect. You know, the last home match is going to be at Carbon. I think that's going to be perfect for us to get a little confidence builder right before we go into the last region. our last region match, and then off to state from there.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to get you on the show and talk about the team and, of course, the boys who continue to just really shine. I mean, it's been a pleasure to watch these boys over the last couple of years. You guys continue to do great things. So thank you again, Coach, for the time today, and hopefully we can catch up again next week.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jordan.
Again, Coach Brett Johnson of the Carbon High School golf team taking out the time to recap last week and preview what lies ahead this Wednesday. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time sports coming up. When we return, we'll move to the national side. We'll talk Major League Baseball. Big series over the weekend. The Yankees take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers, and now the Braves have closed the gap. They are within 6 games of the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. Plus, the Yankees, they continue to battle it out with the Astros, and the wild card picture getting a little bit more clear, including the Cardinals taking over in the Central. That's coming up when we return right here on Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Auto Farm Studios.